Welcome to the Words of Hope podcast, weekday devotions from the diverse voices of Cathedral of Hope, United Church of Christ.
The devotion for today, Friday, April 5th, 2024, was written by Thomas Riggs and is narrated by Larry Carter. Today's words of inspiration come from Acts 4, 25b through 26, and Psalm 2, verses 1 through 2. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against His Anointed One. Hear today's words of hope. You must be doing something right, say those who fight empire. Otherwise, they wouldn't be mad at you. Throughout history, when people of good conscience and action show up to a non-violently protest, empire usually has a response. Going back as far as the Jewish population demonstrating against Pontius Pilate in 26 AD, empire usually finds a way to respond forcefully to protest. During the civil rights era, sit-ins, marches, and mass demonstrations led to beatings, water cannons, and arrests of nonviolent protesters. The removal of the Cherokee people in 1838 resulted in the Trail of Tears. Intimidation and violence marked women's suffrage. Led by Mahatma Gandhi, a non-cooperation movement was met with violence by the British. Resistance to the Vietnam draft saw persons flee the country for fear of their lives. The Solidarity movement in Poland, Tiananmen Square in China, the Arab Spring, White Wednesdays in Iran, voting at noon in Russia, the list goes on and on. In the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, Peter and John are released from imprisonment and report back to the church. Upon hearing what they had gone through, they sang and prayed. They reread the second chapter of the book of Psalms, where the songwriter says, "Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain?" You must be doing something right, prayed the followers of Christ. Otherwise, chief priests and elders wouldn't be mad at you. We even saw this coming. The violent response of empire to people of good conscience and action historically has had two responses, persecution and change, revolution resulting in transformation. At this church, we belong to a community of faith that historically and continually stands up to empire with protest. We constantly and consistently are being called to stand in the gap, speak truth to power, and demand justice. That is our legacy and our continuing responsibility. As the psalmist writes, the kings of the earth will rise up and the rulers will band together. The psalmist also says that it will ultimately be in vain. Let us pray. From the website, Resist Harm. Inviting God, give us grace to hear and respond to your invitation to be co-creators with you in the cause of justice and peacemaking through the practice of nonviolent resistance and the ministry of reconciliation. Amen.
The Words of Hope podcast and the Cathedral of Hope Daily Devotions are a ministry of Cathedral of Hope United Church of Christ. To support this ministry, please subscribe to and share this podcast, follow us on social media, and donate through our website at cathedralofhope.com/give.